Welcome back. I have to say, I was pretty shaken up reading about this. It seems like our AI development environments are becoming prime targets for some really sophisticated, stealthy malware that exploits security gaps in our rapid development cycles.
It's a serious issue. We're seeing these threats quietly mapping coding platforms and pipelines, siphoning off login credentials and proprietary algorithms while mimicking legitimate processes to avoid detection.
That sounds terrifying, but it gets worse. There's this built-in death switch feature. If triggered, it instantly wipes out critical project files and model checkpoints, permanently locking out the real users.
Exactly. For a development team, that mechanism is devastating. We're talking about erasing months of research, thousands of training hours, and millions of dollars in compute resources in a matter of minutes.
It makes sense why they're targeting us, though. AI infrastructure is basically a goldmine of proprietary IP, massive datasets, and expensive cloud resources.
Right, and attackers are leveraging the fact that the breakneck pace of AI development often outstrips traditional cybersecurity protocols.
Plus, the complexity is just through the roof. With workflows spanning multiple cloud providers and local machines, the attack surface is just so wide.
That complexity is exactly why conventional perimeter defenses and standard antivirus software just aren't cutting it anymore. These dynamic environments need something more robust.
So how do we fight back? I think we really need to shift to a proactive, defense-in-depth strategy that's tailored specifically to AI workflows.
Agreed. Let's break down some critical takeaways and immediate actions teams should take. First up, implement strict multi-factor authentication across all development accounts, especially those with elevated privileges or access to production models.
That's a must. And another huge one is utilizing isolated, ephemeral environments for testing new code or integrating third-party AI tools. It really helps prevent cross-contamination.
Good point. You also need to deploy specialized, real-time monitoring tools. These should track file access patterns and detect unauthorized deletions or credential harvesting as soon as they happen.
And don't forget the backups. Maintain automated, offline backups of critical models and datasets stored outside the primary network and verified regularly. You never know when you might need to restore.
Absolutely. Finally, we have to train development teams. They need to recognize phishing attempts, suspicious prompts, and anomalous system behavior, since human error remains a primary entry point for malware.
It's a lot to manage, but protecting AI infrastructure really comes down to anticipating attacker tactics and continuously auditing our security postures.
Exactly. Vigilance combined with modern, workflow-specific security practices is the only way to ensure these AI investments remain resilient against evolving digital threats.